الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, there is something that is disliked and repugnant in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is pride, arrogance and haughtiness. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبي مثقال ذرة من كبر. He will not enter paradise in whose heart there is an iota of pride. A small fraction of pride will deprive him from entry into Jannah. Now, before we go into the tafsir of these verses, we first need to understand the definition of pride, then the reason of its prohibition, and then link it and tie it up with these verses. Once a person asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, I love to beautify myself, wear exclusive and elegant clothing. I love to attire myself. I'm very proud about my clothing. Does this mean I'm proud? Nabi alayhi salam says that Inna Allah jameel yuhibbul jamal. Allah is beautiful and Allah also loves beauty. The wearing of exclusive and elegant clothing does not denote pride. Yes, the wearing of such clothing whereby you perceive yourself to be superior to others and others are below and inferior to you, this is what is meant by pride. What is it, Ya Rasulullah? Al-kibru bataru al-haqqi wa ghamtu al-nas. Pride is to deny the truth and consider others to be inferior to you. This is what is meant by pride. Coming back to the reason of its prohibition, why would a person who has an iota of pride not enter paradise, or Messenger of Allah? Because pride, although it may seem to be as one crime per se, but in reality it's an hurdle, it's an obstacle to 1,000 virtues. A proud person will never greet. Nabi alayhi salam says, Al-Badi' bis-salam bari'un min al-kibr. The one who initiates the salam by making salam first, he is free from pride. The one who is proud, he will never apologize. It is below his dignity to ask for forgiveness. So on and so forth. Coming back to these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the first two crimes that took place after the inception of the creation of mankind. The first crime was coupled with haughtiness, arrogance and pride. And that was the crime committed by the cursed Iblis, the devil. Allah ordered him to prostrate before Adam alayhi salam. But he was overtaken by pride. He was overwhelmed with self-conceit. He tells Allah that it does not behove of me to prostrate before that creation of yours who has been created from sand and clay. I am superior to him. Ana khayrun min. He is inferior to me. You created me from fire. You created him from sand. How can I prostrate before him? Allah tells him, Iblis, astakbart. Are you displaying arrogance and haughtiness? Am kunta min al-aaleen? Are you being proud? So after he commits this crime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's wrath and anger descends, and Allah immediately banishes him or expels him from paradise. After he's banished and expelled from Jannah, now his pride and his haughtiness increases and reaches such a level that he starts to argue and debate with Allah. He tells Allah, because you have misled me, because you put me in this position, I will try to show you a point. I will go and mislead your entire creation. I will go and deceive and betray them. And I will pull them with me to Jahannam. Allah tells him, do whatever you want. Do whatever you wish. But remember, illa ibadaka minhum al-mukhlasin. My chosen servants, my sincere slaves, you have absolutely no authority to interfere with them. You will never be able to deceive and betray them. They are my chosen slaves. But yes, those who will follow you, and those who will be caught up in your trap and your snare, لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. They all will be the occupants of Jahannam. We ask Allah to protect one and all. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first speaks about the first crime committed by Iblis, which was a crime of haughtiness and arrogance, that his pride did not allow him to obey the command of Allah and prostrate before Adam alayhi salam. And this was his evil consequence, and his evil outcome, that right until the day of Qiyamah, he's cursed by Allah, he's cursed by the angels, he's cursed by the Anbiya, he's cursed by every single believer who recites the Quran. Allah orders us, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Seek refuge in Allah from the cursed devil. One crime, because of arrogance and haughtiness, this was his outcome. Right until the day of Qiyamah, he will be cursed by every single believer on the surface of this earth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then discussed the crime committed by our father and mother, Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salam. And this crime was Allah forbade them from eating from a certain tree in Jannah. And then they slipped up and they fell into error and mistake. And they went close to that tree and they partook of the tree. But Allah prohibited them from eating. Allah Rabbul Izzah immediately snatched away their clothes. Allah says they began to pull out the leaves of Jannah, trying to cover their body parts. Just to digress a bit, ulama write under this verse, they look at the tolerance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When our mother and father, Adam and Hawa alayhi wa sallam, when they broke Allah's command and they partook of the tree that Allah forbade them from eating, what was the result or the evil consequence? Allah immediately took away the clothing. And they had to cover the body parts using the leaves of Jannah. But when it comes to the ummah of rahmatan lil alameen, the disobedient servants of Allah, in a naked state, they break Allah's commands, they disobey Allah, but Allah gives them more and more clothes to wear. Because we are an ummah of mercy, ummah of rahmatul lil alameen. Nonetheless, coming back to the incident of Adam alayhi salam, after he realized his crime, he immediately repented before Allah. He displayed humility and humbleness. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh Allah, we acknowledge, we confess our crime. We wronged ourselves. Oh Allah, we were guilty. We fell into error. We know we were wrong. We beg for your forgiveness. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. If you do not have pity on us, if you do not shower your mercy and forgiveness, we will be from the losers in this world and the year after. Because they displayed humility and humbleness, فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah says He forgave them. Allah forgave them. Because on account of the humility that they displayed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the lesson we learned from these two incidents, never be proud and arrogant. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. Allah hates those who are arrogant. Allah hates those who are haughty, those who are proud. Amidst these verses, while discussing the incident of Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then digresses a bit and draws our attention to a very great blessing and bounty, and that is the great ni'mat of having clothes to cover our bodies. Allah says, O men, O children of Adam, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا. We have granted you clothes, and these clothes are there to cover your body parts and to beautify yourselves. Wallahi, we will not realize what a great blessing and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will never appreciate and value this great ni'mah and blessing. A few months back, we had the opportunity to visit the Syrian refugee camps in Jordan. Mid peak winter, ice cold, the temperatures were about to go to minus, looking at queues of innocent children at the age of 4 and 5. One queue of boys, one queue of girls. Absolutely no clothes. They would wait for hours just to receive one pair of socks or one pair of gloves to cover themselves. Wallahi, Allah is my witness. At times, because of the shortage of clothes and the number of children that are waiting to get some clothes, some hampers, that there's more clothes for boys than girls. Or sometimes the other way around. And we're giving boys clothes to girls, or sometimes girls clothes to boys. Children at the age of 3 or 4 getting clothes that are manufactured for the age of 5 and 6. Not a single word of complaint. Whatever they get, they appreciate. Then you realize what a great blessing, What a great ni'mat and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, I've given you clothes to wear. Therefore make shukr. Express your gratitude. Show appreciation. Every morning when you wake up and you dress and you adorn yourself, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Realize this is a blessing of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Allah wants, He can turn the tables around and snatch away our clothes. Snatch away all these blessings and favors of His. Allah protect us. Allah protect us. Allah protect us. Allah save us. Then towards the latter part of this incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then addresses you and I saying, Ya Bani Adam, khudu zinatakum. I have given you clothes to wear, therefore beautify yourselves. When must we beautify ourselves? At the time of salah. At the time of salah, do not dress haphazardly. Beautify, decorate, adorn yourselves. Wear the best of clothing, because you are going to communicate with your Creator. Then Allah tells us, wakulu washrabu. Indulge in food and drink, but do not waste. Do not be extravagant. Innahu la yuhibbul musrifin. Allah hates and dislikes people who waste and who people who are extravagant. So use the blessings and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but do not abuse the blessings of Allah Rabbul Izzah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to make shukr. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the quality of humility and may protect us from this evil quality of pride. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.